Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. Cistern Yard. Shaded by giant live oak trees and enclosed by iron fencing, Cistern Yard is the heart of the College of Charleston campus. But it has not always served as the symbolic front door to campus as it does today. A military barracks was here prior to the American Revolution and later renovated to become the college's first classroom building. In 1828, a new main building, which would eventually be called Randolph Hall, was built. But until further renovations were done in the 1850s, the yard served as a workspace containing privies and a city fire hose, as well as animals belonging to the college janitor, a cow, chickens, and goats. The name of Cistern Yard comes from a cistern installed in 1857 to provide drinking water and to control flooding in the basement of Randolph Hall. Mayor William Pache Miles, who had previously served as a professor at the college, recommended to city council that a cistern would provide drinking water as well as flood control. He stated, "Good cistern water is as free from impurities, as wholesome, and as palatable as any which is usually found in cities." The cistern, which could hold up to 40,000 gallons of water, consisted of four interconnected underground chambers made of brick and a brick-lined well, both contained within a stucco-over brick ellipse. The cistern and the well are now covered by dirt and grass, and today it supplies water for the irrigation of Cistern Yard. The pump for the original cistern was first located under the portico of Randolph Hall, then moved to a spot along the yard St. Philip Street gate, because frequent public use of the pump had been disrupting instruction in the main building. Years later, the pump was replaced by a faucet connected to the city's water system, which still retained the look of a pump. Known as the Freshman Pump, it was part of new students' initiation into the college in the 1910s and 20s, when freshman boys were made to jump into a large pool of mud in the yard. In the 1920s, female students hanging around the cistern to meet boys were said to be cisternating. Brick steps were added to the north and south sides of the cistern around 1960, but some students in the 21st century don't use them, fearing that walking across the cistern before finishing their education will jinx their chances of graduating. Cistern Yard is a performance space for the City of Charleston Spoleto Festival USA. Opening ceremonies for the inaugural Spoleto Festival were held there on May 25, 1977. Ted Stern helped launch the festival while serving as president of the college and chair of the festival steering committee, and, for a time, Spoleto was managed from the president's office in Randolph Hall. Since then, the space has welcomed many high-profile guests. On January 11, 2008, then-Senator Barack Obama, running in the Democratic presidential primary, made a campaign stop at the college with then-U.S. Senator John Kerry. From a lectern atop the cistern, Kerry endorsed and introduced the man who became the nation's first African-American president. Cistern Yard has hosted generations of students and community members who've come here for socializing and studying, campus and community events, student protests, and celebrations. A particularly beloved tradition is spring commencement in Cistern Yard in early May. The cistern first served as a graduation stage in 1933. To support larger graduating classes, a stage is now constructed over the cistern, and graduates wearing traditional white dresses and white dinner jackets process from Randolph Hall to take their seats on this stage, facing the audience in Cistern Yard. At the end of the ceremony, they process out of Porter's Lodge, finishing a journey started at convocation when incoming students assemble in Cistern Yard for their formal welcome to the college.